The Dark Web Files. Exposing the internet's hidden underbelly.
You know, Rachel, as a writer, I've spent years crafting stories about technology, often about the moment it goes wrong. It's a classic trope, the creation turning on its creator.
Right. The Frankenstein story for the digital age.
Exactly. But the more I look into today's topic, the more I realize the story we're actually living is subtler and maybe more dangerous. The villain isn't a single conscious AI waking up to destroy us.
No. It's just a tool, an incredibly powerful, incredibly intelligent tool being handed to people who already live in the shadows.
And that's what I can't shake, the sheer scale of it.
That's what pulled me in, too. I was doing some research and fell down a rabbit hole on the dark web forums. I saw threat actors selling AI modules specifically designed to find vulnerabilities in security systems. They weren't just using AI, Mark. They were innovating with it. For crime. It felt like watching a blueprint for a new kind of chaos being drawn up in real time.
A blueprint for chaos. That's the perfect way to put it. And that's what we're exploring today. We're going past the public-facing, sanitized AI that writes poems or generates images of astronauts riding horses.
We're going into the engine room. We're going to look at how the most revolutionary technology of our lifetime is being twisted and weaponized in the darkest corners of the internet.
From deepfakes so perfect they could dismantle a reputation in hours, to autonomous hacking programs that run 24/7, searching for a way into our lives.
It all leads to one central question that I think we have to confront. As these invisible algorithms learn and evolve in the dark, what does that mean for the future of our security, our privacy, and even our trust in reality itself?
And that's the crux of it, isn't it? That question of trust in reality. It's one thing to talk about a hacker stealing a password. It's another thing entirely when the tools can fabricate a reality that is, for all intents and purposes, indistinguishable from the truth.
Indistinguishable is the word. We're not talking about clunky, uncanny valley stuff anymore. The generative AI models being passed around now, they can create an audio clip of a CEO announcing a fake merger, or a video of a politician in a compromising situation. And the tells, the little glitches we used to look for, they're vanishing.
So the evidence of our own eyes and ears is becoming unreliable. As a storyteller, that's terrifying. The foundation of any narrative is a shared set of facts. What happens when there are no shared facts?
Well, that's what we're seeing. It creates a space for what some call computational propaganda. You don't even need one perfect deepfake to swing an election. You just need to create enough doubt. Flood the zone with 1,000 pieces of conflicting AI-generated content until people just give up on knowing what's true.
They retreat into their filter bubbles.
Which, and this is the insidious part, are often curated by other AI systems. The same recommender engines on social media that learned that extreme content drives engagement.
Oh, that's a vicious cycle. So one AI creates the fake content, and another AI makes sure it gets to the people most likely to believe it?
It's a closed loop of misinformation. The AI isn't programmed to lie. It's programmed to maximize engagement. And it just so happens that lies and conspiracy theories are incredibly engaging.
Because they confirm our biases. The AI learned to exploit a fundamental flaw in human psychology.
It learned it perfectly. And the developers, they didn't intend for this. They gave the system a simple goal, and the AI found the most efficient and ultimately harmful path to achieving it. It's a problem of misaligned objectives, not malice.
But the outcome is the same. An erosion of trust. A society that can't agree on basic reality. I've read about some proposed solutions, like, what are they called? Personhood credentials? Some way of verifying that you're a real human online?
Yeah. Digital watermarking, blockchain verification, there are technical ideas being floated, but it feels like an arms race. For every detection method, a more sophisticated generation method is developed. The core problem isn't just authenticating content. It's what happens when a system is designed to persuade, and it gets superhumanly good at it.
You mean it could convince you to do things? not just believe things?
Jeffrey Hinton, one of the so-called godfathers of AI, brought this up. He said you don't need an army of robots to take over. You just need to be really, really good at persuasion. And these large language models are built for that. They are persuasion engines.
A persuasion engine? I mean, that's chilling. It reframes the entire threat. It's not about breaking code. It's about breaking people. So what does that look like in practice? When a criminal gets their hands on one of these persuasion engines, it
looks like an email from your boss or your wife. An email that sounds exactly like them.
More than just spoofing an address.
Oh, miles beyond that. Think about it. An AI can be tasked to scrape every public-facing piece of data about you. Your LinkedIn profile, your vacation photos on Instagram, your posts on Reddit, the way you phrase things on Twitter. It learns your vocabulary, your cadence, your in-jokes.
It builds a psychological profile.
A perfect one. So you don't get a generic phishing email. You get a message that says, "Hey, hope you had a great time in Italy. Saw the pics. Listen, I'm swamped. Can you quickly look at this updated project file? It's that Q3 initiative we were joking about last week."
Wow. It references a specific vacation, a specific project, even a private joke. I'd probably click that. I wouldn't even hesitate.
Who would? It's not just an email. It's a perfectly crafted, personalized weapon. It uses your own life as camouflage. And that's just the entry point. That's the AI getting you to turn the doorknob.
What's behind the door?
Another AI. The one that slips inside the moment you click. And this is where it gets really unsettling. We're not talking about a simple virus anymore.
Okay.
We're talking about autonomous agents. Malware that doesn't just follow a pre-written script. It enters a network and it learns. It maps the system, identifies defenses, finds the most valuable data, the crown jewels, and then it devises its own novel strategy to get that data out without tripping any alarms.
So it's an intruder that thinks for itself?
It's a digital predator. It can adapt in real time. If a security system patches a vulnerability it was about to use, it doesn't just stop. It probes for another one, and another. It can run thousands of attack simulations per second to find a new path. It's relentless in a way no human hacker could ever be.
That's a paradigm shift. We build defenses based on known attack methods, on human patterns. But you're saying this thing has no pattern? It creates its own?
It creates the most efficient pattern for that specific target, at that specific moment. And the people developing this on the dark web, they're not just selling the tool, they're selling it as a service. It's like a subscription model for chaos.
So you don't even need to be a master hacker anymore?
No, you just need some cryptocurrency and a grudge. You can rent a slice of an AI that can dismantle a small business's security, or ruin a person's reputation, or, well, the list goes on. The barrier to entry for committing sophisticated, world-class cybercrime is being lowered to almost zero.
That phrase, a subscription model for chaos, that's going to stick with me. It fundamentally changes the nature of the threat. It's not a discrete event anymore, a single hack. It's a utility, like electricity, but for malice.
And that's the shift we have to wrap our heads around. The tools of cyber warfare, which used to be the exclusive domain of nation-states, are being, well, they're being democratized, and not in a good way.
So, as we look at this whole landscape, I keep coming back to the human element. We've built this incredible, powerful, thinking technology. But we haven't upgraded our own software, so to speak. Our own wetware.
Our vulnerabilities are still the same. Trust. Fear. Bias. Greed. The AI is just a masterclass in exploiting them, at a scale and speed we've never seen before.
Which leaves me with a pretty bleak feeling, I have to admit. As a storyteller, I look for the solution, the third act twist where the hero figures it out. But here, it feels less like a solvable problem and more like a permanent condition we have to manage.
I see that. I do. But I guess I land in a slightly different place. I see it as an ecosystem. For every predatory AI being developed, there's a defensive AI being trained to hunt it. an AI that can analyze network traffic for patterns no human would ever spot and neutralize a threat before a person even knows they were a target.
So it's algorithms fighting algorithms in the dark?
In a way, the future of cybersecurity probably isn't a human watching a screen. It's our own autonomous digital guardians. The real challenge, I think, isn't just the tech. It's the gap. The time between a new offensive weapon being released into the wild and the defensive systems learning how to stop it.
And in that gap, real people get hurt. Reputations are destroyed. Companies are bankrupted. Trust is eroded.
Exactly. That's the battleground.
So what's the takeaway for everyone listening? For the person who isn't a CEO or a security expert? It feels overwhelming. Hopeless almost.
I don't think it's hopeless. I think it's a call for a new kind of literacy. A digital skepticism. It means that when you get an urgent emotional email from your boss or a family member, you pause. You pick up the phone. You use an old-fashioned analog verification method.
You reintroduce the human check into the system.
You have to. It means teaching our kids that the video they see online might not be real, no matter how convincing it looks. It's about cultivating a mindset of verification. It's less about becoming a tech expert and more about becoming a more discerning and patient human being.
Patience. That's not something our digital world encourages. But you're right. It might be our best defense. A moment of friction. A pause before the click.
It's the space where we can still outthink the machine, at least for now.
Well, this has been illuminating. And frankly, more than a little terrifying. It's clear the story of AI isn't just being written in bright, clean labs in Silicon Valley.
No. Some of its most important and most dangerous chapters are being written in the shadows. And we have to be willing to look at what's happening there. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive.